Joining us right now on the Bob's Steak and Chop House hotline, he is an Austin native, went to Lake Travis High School, and currently he is the starting quarterback of the Oklahoma Sooners. Baker Mayfield joins us. Baker, thank you so much for the time today. How you doing?
Doing great. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, Baker. Have you had a chance to get back home at all this summer?
I have not. Traveled a little bit and, you know, stayed up in Norman a lot. Trying to pick up a little bit of a golf game that hasn't been very successful. But, just been enjoying working out and being around my teammates.
You and me both, Baker. I shot like 100 on the front nine yesterday, and then I just stopped keeping score. So, hey, I do want to ask you, of course, one of the biggest storylines of the entire college football offseason is out goes Bob Stoops and in comes, or I should say, taking over the head coaching job is Lincoln Riley, who, of course, has been the offensive coordinator for you guys the last couple of years. But, you know, you work very closely with Lincoln Riley, and he's maintaining his role over the offense. So, you know, what's it been like? What's that transition been like, and how are things under Lincoln Riley up there?
Oh, I think they're going just about as smooth as they possibly could. People thought maybe the program would implode, the fact that Coach Stoops is stepping down. He's been here for so long. But Coach Riley's he's such a great coach, and he wasn't going to let that happen. And the reason that Coach Stoops did step down at this time is because he knew that wouldn't happen. He knew Coach Riley well enough. I mean, I think he was around him for long enough time to realize that Coach Riley knows exactly what he's doing. There's a reason he climbed the coaching ladder so fast, and he's obviously very young, being the head coach at Oklahoma, but he knows what he's doing. That's why he's in the position he is.
Baker, is there a relatability that comes into play when your head coach is in his early 30s like so? I know Bob, everybody loves Bob. We had Tommy Harris on a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how much he loved Bob and just the family environment that Bob was so good at creating. But with Lincoln Riley being so much closer in age to you versus probably any other coach you've ever had, does that really help out with the overall chemistry?
Oh, it absolutely does. I think, you know, the reason Tommy Harris and those guys say that is because Bob had his kids around the program. I mean, he did a great job of letting other staff members have their family around and, you know, making it just an enjoyable environment for everybody. So I think Coach Riley will do the same thing. He has two little girls, and he'll continue that. But like you said, the age thing for us is he's able to relate and you know, adapt to his players. And so I think it's going to be great for everybody. Offensive guys have been able to reap the benefits of that. But I'm excited because the defensive guys are going to really, really, get to have that difference maker and dealing with him now.
Talking with Oklahoma Sooners starting quarterback Baker Mayfield right here on Midday with Trey and BK on the horn. And Baker, a lot of people consider you guys to be the favorites to win the Big 12 championship once again. The question marks, at least on offense, are who is going to replace some of the big-time playmakers from the past season? Of course, your two starting running backs now in the NFL, as is D.D. Westbrook, star wide receiver. Who are some of the guys you expect to step into those positions and excel?
People, I'm just going to take a little reference back. People also questioned who I was going to throw the ball to after Sterling Shepard left. So, same questions now that Dee's gone, and, you know, people are also questioning who we're going to hand it off to. But the thing that I've been pointing it back to all day today is the fact that we have the best offensive line in the country. And for me, it wouldn't matter who I'm handing it off to or who I'm throwing to. It starts up front, and that's a great thing to have. Very, very fortunate to have those guys up front, but we have a lot of guys at receiver that are just ready to step up. I think they thought about it a lot, as there's been a lot of vacancy on the offense that it's not there anymore. And so there's shoes to fill, big shoes to fill, yes, but they're ready, and they think it's their time, and they've been working really hard this offseason to do that. And I also know that the running backs, OU can be known as running back university. I mean, we have some guys that are, you know, some of the best to ever do it, and they always, it feels like we always reload. So, I mean, I think we're just ready to do that again, and it's the most depth that I think OU has had at receiver and running back in a long time.
Last question, Baker. Hey, last year, like, you've had a ridiculous 2 years at Oklahoma. I mean, two Heisman invitations to the final ceremony last year, 11-2, winning your second straight Big 12 championship. Of course, you guys got the BCS Bowl or whatever, the New Year's Six Bowl win over Auburn. You know, what are the goals and the expectations for this year? Of course, you've got a new coach. You lost some talented players, but 16 returning starters for you guys. Of course, you're back leading the Sooners once again. A tough game at Ohio State in week two, but then a Big 12 conference that you guys have owned the last couple years. What are the goals and what are the expectations for Oklahoma in 2017?
I have the highest expectations, goals of all. The reason, one of the biggest reasons I came back was to win a national title, and I think that we really have the capability of doing that. We have the coaching staff for that. We have the players, and I think, you know, it's putting all the pieces together, and we've had a great off season. So my goal and expectation is for us to push each other each week. Week in, week out, and get the best out of each other, but at the same time, keeping that big picture mindset of why I came back and why a lot of guys are still there and why they came to Oklahoma in the first place is to compete for a national title. So that's the goal and that's the mindset for us.
Baker Mayfield is a Lake Travis native, and now he is the starting quarterback of the Oklahoma Sooners. Baker, thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks, Baker.
Appreciate it.
All right, there he goes, Baker Mayfield.